the job.
How bad could it be if the watch found it?
As I understand it, the dog in question is quite old, said Mr. Slant into the candlelight. I have instructed Mr. Pin to look for it, but I don't believe he will find it easy to get access to the city's canine underground.
There are other werewolves here, aren't there?
Yes, said Mr. Slant smoothly, but they won't help. There are very few of them, and Sergeant Angua of the Watch is very important in the werewolf community. They won't help strangers, because she will find out.
And bring the watch down on them?
I believe she would not bother with the watch, said Slant.
The dog is probably in some dwarf stew pot by now, said a chair.
There was general laughter. If things go wrong, said a chair, who do these men know?
They know me, said Mr. Slant. I would not worry unduly. Vimes works by the rules.
I've always understood him to be a violent and vicious man, said a chair.
Quite so. And because this is what he knows himself to be, he always works by the rules. In any case, the guilds will be meeting tomorrow.
Who will be the new patrician? Said a chair.
That will be a matter for careful discussion and a consideration of all shades of opinion, said Mr. Slant.
His voice could have oiled watches.
Mr. Slant, said a chair.
Yes?
Do not try that on us. It is going to be Scrope, isn't it?
Mr. Scrope is certainly well thought of by many of the leading figures in the city, said the lawyer.
Good. And the musty air was loud with unspoken conversation. Absolutely no one needed to say, a lot of the most powerful men in the city owed their positions to Lord Vetinari. And nobody replied, certainly, but to the kind of men who seek power, gratitude has very poor keeping qualities. The kind of men who seek power tend to deal with matters as they are. They would never try to depose Vetinari, but if he was gone, then they would be practical. No one said, will anyone speak up for Vetinari? Silence replied, oh, everyone. They'll say things like, poor fellow, it was the strain of office, you know. They'll say, it's the quiet ones that crack. They'll say, quite so. We should put him somewhere where he can do no harm to himself or others, don't you think? They'll say, perhaps a small statue would be in order too. They'll say, the least we can do is call off the watch. We owe him that much. They'll say, we must look to the future. And so, quietly, things change. No fuss and very little mess. No one said, character assassination, what a wonderful idea. Ordinary assassination only works once, but this one works every day. A chair did say, I wondered whether Lord Downey or even Mr. Boggis. Another chair said, oh, come now, why should they? Much better this way. True, true, Mr. Scrope is a man of fine qualities. A good family man, I understand.
Listens to the common people.
Not just to the common people, I trust.
Oh, no, he's very open to advice from informed focus groups.
He'll need plenty of that. No one said he's a useful idiot. Nevertheless, the watch will have to be brought to heel.
Vimes will do what he is told. He must do. Scrope will be at least as legitimate a choice as Vetinari was. Vimes is the kind of man who must have a boss because that gives him legitimacy.
Slant coughed.
Is that all, gentlemen? He said.
What about the Ankh-Morpork Times? Said a chair. Bit of a problem shaping up there.
People find it amusing, said Mr. Slant, and nobody takes it seriously. The Enquirer outsells it 2-1 already after just one day, and it is underfinanced. And it has a difficulty with supplies.
Good tale in the Enquirer about that woman and the snake, said a chair.
Was there? Said Mr. Slant.
The chair that had first mentioned the Times had something on its mind. I'd feel happier if a few likely lads smashed up the press, it said.
That would attract attention, said a chair. The Times wants attention. The writer craves to be noticed.
Oh, well, if you insist.
I would not dream of insisting, but the Times will collapse, said the chair. And this was the chair that the other chairs listened to. The young man is also an...